Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Red Shandy Anst. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton strikes out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Covington moves to second. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall takes first base on ball four. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Bauschi moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bauschi scores. Santo moves to third. Averill moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is walked intentionally. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. Averill scores. Altman moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sparn moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Sparn moves to third. Bruton moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Sparn scores. Bruton moves to third. Matthews moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Covington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Covington reaches second base with a double. Bruton scores. Matthews scores. There goes Aaron trying to get to home. Altman throws the ball into Kindle, who relays the ball to Averill, who tags Aaron, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's Braves, 3, Cubs, 3. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 0 for 1 in the game. Shane D'Anst takes first base on ball 4. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Aaron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive towards third. Matthews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Covington hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shane D'Anst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shane D'Anst. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Shane D'Anst steals second. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sparn hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bauschi for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aaron moves to second. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Aaron moves to third. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aaron tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Braves. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler now playing left field. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shane Dienst hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sparn hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bauschi moves to second. Don Zimmer pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to third for the out. Zimmer moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.